Welcome to Zikhu Daf Sim. My name is Ram Goldai, and then we're is Baba Kama Daf Ein, the seventh parak Maruba. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the scholars of Nardo said, we do not write a power of attorney for movable items held by a third party. This is based on Rabbi Yochanan's principle that an owner cannot transfer items which are not in his possession. In another version, they said, an orkasa cannot be written where the defendant has denied the claim, because it's mechazeh kashikra, it appears like falsehood, but ordinarily an orkasa may be written. The orkasa must include the words, zil duna zechei va'apiku nafshech, go sum in court, win the case, and acquire the proceeds for yourself, because unless the appointee is granted ownership of the funds, the defendant may say, labad varndiyat, you are not my litigant. Abai says writing this about a portion of the funds is sufficient. And Maimar says that if the agent seizes the proceeds for himself, he may keep them since he was granted ownership. Rav Ashi disagrees because the language of the orkasa indicates that he was appointed as shaliach, but was not granted permanent ownership of the funds. In another version, Rav Ashi says the agent was made a partner in the funds and he could seize half. Pointing me to the next Mishnah states, Ganav al pishnaim, if one stole an animal, according to the testimony of two edim, v'tavach machar al pim or al pishnaim acherim, and he shechted or sold it according to their testimony, or the testimony of two other edim, he pays dal dehei. This seems to disagree with Rabbi Akiva. A braisa teaches that where three separate pairs of edim each testify that a new occupant used the property for a different year, the testimonies are combined and the occupant is presumed the owner. Rabbi Akiva disagreed because the Torah says davar, witnesses establish a matter, mochetzi davar, but not half a matter. A testimony which cannot stand alone is unacceptable. So how then could separate witnesses testify to shechita, which is ineffective without testimony of the theft? Abai answers, Rabbi Akiva agrees that testimony about adultery is accepted, although other edim testified to her marriage. This proves that although the edim to adultery are ineffective alone, the testimony of her marriage is a complete matter. So the second testimony is also accepted. Here too, the testimony of theft is a complete matter. So the edus of shechita is also acceptable. And pointing with you, the Mishnah taught that if one stole an animal and sold it on Shabbos, he pays dal dehei. Abraisa says he's pater, and Rabbi Barcham explains, this is where the buyer told the thief, cut off for yourself a fig from my fig tree, and your stolen item shall thereby be acquired by me. Since the thief affects his sale through a Shabbos violation by detaching a fig, he's exempt from dal dehei because of kimwei b'derabi minei. The Gemara asks, since the buyer cannot demand compensation for the fig, which was taken through Chilul Shabbos, the sale is ineffective and he does not acquire the stolen animal. Rav Papa instead answers that the buyer said, throw your stolen item into my chatzir, violating Shabbos, and your stolen item will thereby be acquired by me. Rava answers that the sale is effective, like Rami Bar Chama's case of cutting the fig, even though the buyer cannot sue for his purchase in court. Esnan asur Torah, b'afil ba'al imo. The Torah forbade a harlot's wages for a carbon, even if one had relations with his harlot mother. Although she could not demand her wages, since the relations carry the death penalty, if they are paid, they are still considered wages. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, the scholars of Nardo said, we do not write a power of attorney for movable items held by a third party. This is based on Rabbi Yochanan's principle that an owner cannot transfer items which are not in his possession. In another version, they said an orkasa cannot be written where the defendant has denied the claim because it's mechazeh kashikra, it appears like falsehood, but ordinarily an orkasa may be written. The orkasa must include the words, zil duna zechei va'apiku nafshech, go sum in court, win the case, and acquire the proceeds for yourself, because unless the appointee is granted ownership of the funds, the defendant may say, labad varndiyat, you are not my litigant. Abai says writing this about a portion of the funds is sufficient. And Maimar says that if the agent seizes the proceeds for himself, he may keep them since he was granted ownership. Rav Ashi disagrees because the language of the orkasa indicates that he was appointed as shaliach, but was not granted permanent ownership of the funds. In another version, Rav Ashi says the agent was made a partner in the funds and he could seize half. Pointing me to the next Mishnah states, Ganav al pishnaim, if one stole an animal, according to the testimony of two edim, v'tavach machar al pim or al pishnaim acherim, and he shechted or sold it according to their testimony, or the testimony of two other edim, he pays dal dehei. This seems to disagree with Rabbi Akiva. A braisa teaches that where three separate pairs of edim each testify that a new occupant used the property for a different year, the testimonies are combined and the occupant is presumed the owner. Rabbi Akiva disagreed because the Torah says davar, witnesses establish a matter, mochetzi davar, but not half a matter. A testimony which cannot stand alone is unacceptable. So how then could separate witnesses testify to shechita, which is ineffective without testimony of the theft? Abai answers, Rabbi Akiva agrees that testimony about adultery is accepted, although other edim testified to her marriage. This proves that although the edim to adultery are ineffective alone, the testimony of her marriage is a complete matter. So the second testimony is also accepted. Here too, the testimony of theft is a complete matter. So the edus of shechita is also acceptable. And pointing with you, the Mishnah taught that if one stole an animal and sold it on Shabbos, he pays dal dehe. Abraisa says he's pater, and Rabbi Bar Chama explains, this is where the buyer told the thief, cut off for yourself a fig from my fig tree, and your stolen item shall thereby be acquired by me. Since the thief effects his sale through a Shabbos violation by detaching a fig, he's exempt from dal dehe because of kimwei b'derabi minei. The Gemara asks, since the buyer cannot demand compensation for the fig, which was taken through Chilul Shabbos, the sale is ineffective and he does not acquire the stolen animal. Rav Papa instead answers that the buyer said, throw your stolen item into my chatzir, violating Shabbos, and your stolen item will thereby be acquired by me. Rava answers that the sale is effective, like Rami Bar Chama's case of cutting the fig, even though the buyer cannot sue for his purchase in court. Esnan asur Torah b'afil ba'al imo. The Torah forbade a harlot's wages for a carbon, even if one had relations with his harlot mother. Although she could not demand her wages, since the relations carry the death penalty, if they are paid, they are still considered wages. All right, so now we go to Siman Daf Ayin, and our standard Siman is an eye doctor. So here goes. While the eye doctor tested his patient's sight by having him read the letters in an orkasa, which is not valid, from a tataling, and then see if he could spot the word davar between a picture of two edim testifying someone stole an animal and two edim who testified he shechted it, a patient waiting to be seen was engrossed in an article about the case of a man who bought a stolen sheep on Shabbos by letting the thief cut off a fig from his tree. Once again, in slow motion. When the eye doctor, that must be on daf ayin. While the eye doctor tested his patient's sight by having him read the letters in an orkasa, which is not valid, from metaltalin, which reminds us, the scholars of Narada said, Lokasvini orkasa metaltale, we do not write a power of attorney for movable items held by a third party. This is based on Rabbi Yochanan's principle that an owner cannot transfer items which are not in his possession. Other halachas of an orkasa are brought. So, while the eye doctor tested his patient's sight by having him read the letters in an orkasa, which is not valid, for metaltalin, and then see if he could spot the word davar between a picture of two edim testifying someone stole an animal and two edim who testified he shechted it, which reminds us, the next mishnah states, ganav al pishnaim, if one stole an animal according to the edus of two witnesses, v'tavach amach al pim al pishnaim acherim, and he shechted it or sold it according to their testimony or the testimony of two other witnesses, he pays dal v'hei. This seems to disagree with Rabbi Akiva. Abraisa teaches there were three separate pairs of witnesses, each testify that a new occupant used the property for a different year. The testimonies are combined and the occupant is presumed the owner. Rabbi Akiva disagrees because the Torah says davar, witnesses establish a matter, bochatzi davar, but not a half matter. A testimony which cannot stand alone is unacceptable. So how then could separate witnesses testify to shechita, which is ineffective without testimony of the theft? Abai presents an answer. So while the eye doctor tested his patient's sight by having him read the letters in an orkasa, which is not valid, for metaltalin, and then see if he could spot the word davar between a picture of two edim testifying someone stole an animal and two edim who testified he shechted it, a patient waiting to be seen was engrossed in an article about the case of a man who bought a stolen sheep on Shabbos by letting the thief cut off a fig from his tree, which reminds us, the Mishnah taught that if one stole an animal and sold it on Shabbos, he pays dal dehei. Abraisa says he's patre, and Rabbi Bar Chama explains, this is where the buyer told the thief, cut off for yourself a fig from my tree, and your stolen item shall thereby be acquired by me. Since the thief effects the sale through a Shabbos violation, detaching a fig, he's exempt from dal dehei because of kimwei b'derabi minei. So once again, while the eye doctor tested his patient's sight by having him read the letters in an orkasa, which is not valid, from a tataling, and then see if he could spot the word davar between a picture of two edim testifying someone stole an animal and two edim who testified he shechted it, a patient waiting to be seen was engrossed in an article about the case of a man who bought a stolen sheep on Shabbos by letting the thief cut off a fig from his tree. All right, so now it's time for four Balabach Chazara. Daf Samach Vav. So the simon for Daf Samach Vav relates to sewing, and we use a tailor. So here goes. The tailor, that must be more on Daf Samach Vav, sewing. The tailor who stole some wool quickly made it into a garment to acquire it, which reminds us, Rabbah said, Shinui kona ksiva patanina, that a physical change to a stolen item causes a thief to acquire it, is written in the Torah and taught in the Mishnah. The Pasuk says, Veheshivas agazel asher gazal, and he shall return the stolen article that he stole. The last phrase teaches, Im ke'en shagazal yaksir, if the item is still as it was when he stole it, he shall return it. Bimlab damim ba'alma boishumi. But if not, meaning the thief changed it, he only needs to pay money. Two Mishnahs are quoted as sources. So the tailor who stole some wool quickly made it into a garment to acquire it. When he saw the victim give up hope of retrieving it, but wasn't sure if Yeush Kona or not, which reminds us, Rabbi said Yeush Amri Rabbanan the Nikne. Yeush, the rabbi say, causes a thief to acquire it. However, he wasn't sure if this law was Daraisa or the Rabbanan. Rav Yosef said, Yeush Eino Kona, despair does not cause the thief to acquire it at all. Afil mit Rabban, even rabbinically, he must return the stolen item. So the tailor who stole some wool quickly made it into a garment to acquire it. When he saw the victim give up hope of retrieving it, but wasn't sure if Yeush Kona or not. Unaware that the unprocessed hides he stole and uses a mat in his shop had become tummy from his sheretz because of Shinui Shame, which is like Shinui Maisa, which reminds us, Rav Yosef was challenged from a mission which states regarding unprocessed hides, Shalganav regarding hides stolen secretly by a thief, Machshav Matamasan, thought renders them susceptible to Tuma because the owner despaired of retrieving them. The thief owns them and his decision to use them as kalim, meaning mats, without further processing them makes them susceptible to Tuma. Rav said this challenge went unanswered for 22 years until Rav Yosef became the head of the yeshiva upon Rav's passing and answered Shinui Hashem Kishinui Maisa Dami. A change of name is like a physical change, just as a physical change affects acquisition because it was originally wood and is now a keli, for example, regarding a change in name also. It was originally called a hide and now it's called a tray, for example. Daf Samach Zayin. So the simmer Daf Samach Zayin is a sizzling barbecue. So here goes. The thief standing by his barbecue, that must be warned off Samach Zayin, sizzling barbecue. The thief standing by his barbecue, which was under the stolen crossbeam, he built into his patio ceiling, which reminds us, on the previous stuff, Rav Yosef taught that a thief acquires a stolen item through Shinui Hashem, a change in name. Now, this is challenged from a Mishnah teaching that one who steals a crossbeam and builds it into a ceiling, thereby changing its name from crossbeam to ceiling, does not need to return the crossbeam because of Takanas HaShavim, implying that otherwise the thief would not acquire the beam, although its name changed. Rav Yosef answers that it's still called a crossbeam even when built into a ceiling. Rabbi Zera answers that Shinui Achozu Ubriyoso, a change that reverts to its original state, such as a beam which can be dismantled, is not considered a change regarding Shinui Hashem. So the thief standing by his barbecue, which was under the stolen crossbeam, he built into his patio ceiling, planning to shecht and cook the lame and stolen sheep that were invalid for kabanas, since Yeush is not Kona, which reminds us, Ua said, Manayin le Yeush Einu Kona, from where do we know that Yeush does not cause the thief to acquire the stolen item? The pasuk says regarding karbanas, "V'havesim gazu es apiserch v'esachola," and you bring what is stolen, the lame and the sick, implying a comparison between a stolen and lame animal. Ma pisech d'leisle t'kanta kla, just as the lame one has no remedy because its blemish renders it permanently unfit. Of gazu d'leisle t'kanta, so too, a stolen animal has no remedy and is invalid as a carbon, whether before or after Yeush. This proves the thief does not acquire the animal for use as a carbon through Yeush. Rava quotes another source. So the thief standing by his barbecue, which was under the stolen crossbeam, he built into his patio ceiling, planning to shecht and cook the lame and stolen sheep that were invalid for kabanas, since Yeush is not Kona, got caught by police for stealing the barbecue from another thief, and was told he would have to pay kafel since he stole it after Yeush of the original owner, which reminds the Mishnah Daf Samach Beis Amud Beis taught, Ein Agonav Achra Ganav Misham Tashmi Kefil. One who steals from a thief does not pay kefil because he did not steal it from the owner's possession. Rav says this is only before Yeush, but after Yeush, Kano Ganav Rishon, the first thief has acquired it, and the second thief would pay kefil since he stole it from its new owner. Daf Samaches, so the Simur Daf Samaches is Schach. So here goes. The thief who covered up an animal he stole and sold with Schach, that must be more in Daf. Samaches. The thief who covered up an animal he stole and sold with schach before the yeush of the owner, making mechayev in dalad vehei, which reminds us, the Gemara states, hamocher lifnei yeush, one who sells a stolen animal before the owner's despair. Rav Nachman says, chayev, he's liable to pay dalad vehei because macharo amar rachmana. The Torah says, or he sells it, v'hazabim, and he sold it, regardless of whether it's before or after yeush, even if it does not affect an actual acquisition. Rav Sheshet says Patri is exempt from paying Dal Behei because his liability is only after the owner's despair where the thief's actions are effective, meaning the change of domain following Yeush causes the buyer to acquire it. Before Yeush, where the sale is ineffective, he would not pay Dal Behei. It must be similar to Shechtim, where his actions are effective. So the thief who covered up an animal he stole and sold with Schach before the Yeush of the owner, making Chayiv in Dal Behei, right under a Schach banner with his favorite motto, Stam Geneva Yeush Balim Hu, which reminds us. The Gemara says Rabbi Elazar also holds that Dal Behei is only paid for a sale after Yeush. He says, Teidash Stam Geneva Yeush Balim Hu. Know that the presumption regarding theft is that the owner despairs of retrieving his item. His proof is that a thief pays Dal Behei for selling an animal, which he assumes must be effective, similar to Shechting. Since the Torah implies he would be liable for an immediate sale, similar to Shechting, it must be that we assume the owner despaired, and the subsequent change of domain through the sale affects the acquisition to the buyer, together with the Yeush. Yochan rejects Rabbi Elazar's premise. So the thief who covered up an animal he stole and sold with schach before the Yeush of the owner, making Mechayev in Dal Behei, right under a schach banner with his favorite motto, Stam Geneva Yeush Balim Hu, took another stolen animal that he was makdish and shechted it, which reminds us, Rabbi Yochanan, who holds one is chayev for selling or shechting after Yeush, challenged Rish Lakish, who disagreed from a Mishnah, Gana Vihikdish, one who stole an animal, and he was makdish it, and afterwards he shechted it. He only pays kefa, but not Dal Behei. Ryokan assumes that the thief was makdish it, which can only be effective after Yeush. Still, the Mishnah implies that if it was not hektish, he would pay Dal Behei. Rish Lakish answers that the Mishnah's case is before Yeush, and it means the owner was makdish it. Dav Samech Tes. So the similar Dav Samech Tes is soot, and we often use a chimney sweep. So here goes. The Tznuin, who set aside money to redeem the camera of Ai, that the chimney sweep's covered in soot, chimney sweep, soot, that must be more Dav Samech Tes. The Tznuin, who set aside money to redeem the camera of Ai, that the chimney sweep's covered in soot, improperly took, which reminds us, the Mishnah teaches that the Tznuin, discreet ones, would ensure that one taking their produce would not transgress camera of Ai by setting aside money and declaring, Kol nilkat mezeh mechula ha'malz ha'u, whatever was picked from this vineyard shall be rendered chulin on this money. So the Tznuin, who set aside money to redeem the camera of Ai, that the chimney sweep's covered in soot, improperly took, were surprised to learn that a thief who stole their set of musas for him from the thief who originally stole from them did not have to pay them kefal, since it wasn't considered in their rishus, which reminds us, Rabbi Yochanan ruled like a Mishnah Daf Samech Beis Amud Beis, which taught that one who steals from a thief does not pay kefal. He doesn't pay kefal to the first thief because the Torah says kefal is paid for stealing mibeis ha'ish, from the man's house, implying, but not from the thief's house. But why does he not pay kefal to the true owner? It must be lefi she'eino berishuso, because it's not in his possession, meaning his ownership of the stolen goods is diminished. So that Tznuin, who set aside money to redeem the camera of Ai, that the chimney sweep's covered in soot, improperly took, were surprised to learn that a thief who stole their set of musas for him from the thief who originally stole it from them did not have to pay them kefal, since it wasn't considered in their rishus, given the fact that they just learned that Maaser Sheni, which is Mamon Gavoa, can be redeemed after it's stolen, since it is considered in their rishus, which reminds us, Rav Meir holds Maaser Mamon Gavoa, Maaser Sheni is divine property, yet Le'inyan Padiyah Ukmei Rachmanim Rishusei, the Torah placed it in his possession regarding redemption, because only the owner adds an extra fifth when redeeming. The same applies to Kamer Avai based on the Gezer Shava. Since the Torah considers him the owner of Kamer Avai regarding redemption, although it's not legally his, he can also redeem it after it's stolen from him. All right, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1. Which stuffing on the coin to mirror that Maaser Sheni's Mam Gavoa, one can even redeem stolen produce? That's on Daf Samech Tes. Good. Number 2. Which of the one the Rebbe Elazar holds, Stam Geneva Yeush Balim Hu. The presumption regarding theft is that the owner despairs of retrieving his item. That's on Daf Samech Tes. Good. Number 3. Which Daf do we discuss the testimony of stealing and subsequent selling or shechting in Rebbe Kiva's position on Davar versus Chatzi Davar? That's on Daf Ayin. Good. Number 4. Which of the one why a cross being built into a ceiling is not considered a case of Shinui Shame? That's on Daf Samach Zayin. Good. Number 5. Which stuff did we discuss writing an orkasa, a power of attorney, for Metaltalin? That's on Daf Ayin. Good. Number 6. Which stuff did we discuss how that Tznuin would ensure that one taking the produce would not transgress Kamer Avai? That's on Daf Samach Tes. Good number seven. Which stuff to discuss a case of a person buying a stolen animal through Chilul Shabbos by having the thief cut off a fig from his fig tree? That's on Daf. Ayin. Good number eight. Which stuff to when some darshan the pasuk of Im Himatzet Himatzet to teach that a motive b'kanas is patri even when aiding come after? That's on Daf. Samach Dal. Good number ten. Which stuff do we have machokas whether Yeush Kona or not? That's on Daf. Samach Vav. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Ramgold from Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.